All right, everybody. I'm beginning to think there is a genuine rift between Donald Trump and J.D. Vance on the strikes against Iran. We are 30 hours out from these strikes, and J.D. Vance has said absolutely nothing, despite him usually being the one that is all over social media supporting the president. Now, he might come out today or in a few hours and show support, but he has been unusually silent. Even beyond that, we dug up his prior statements on Iran. Some of them are just from a few months ago. Some of them are from the 2024 election. Some of them are from 2023. And he very consistently has been against intervention. He is anti-intervention. And this highlights a growing divide within the MAGA movement. A lot of younger Republicans viewed MAGA as a post-Dick Cheney Republican Party. They thought that Trump and Vance represented this post-Cheney party, right? But it turns out Donald Trump is still George W. Bush. He's still Dick Cheney. He's got all of the worst qualities of both of them and his own narcissistic mental illness. But even though Trump has proven himself to be Bush Part 2 with more mental illness, J.D. Vance is not Dick Cheney. I mean, he's bad for his own reasons, but he is anti-intervention, and we can see that time and time again. This article is titled, "Why is Vance Silent on Iran?" It came out March 1st, 2026. It says, 28 hours or so into the new war against Iran, America's vice president has yet to declare his support in public. His social media account on X, which is normally so lively, has been conspicuously silent for the last 2 days. Now, there's a chance that he comes out in support and begins to line up behind the president, but Vance's latest public comments on Iran appear to have been an interview with the Washington Post, published on Thursday, in which he said there was, quote, no chance America was about to embroil itself in another long war in the Middle East. Quote, I think we all prefer the diplomatic option, he said, calling himself a skeptic of foreign interventions. But it really depends on what the Iranians do or say. So J.D. Vance has been pretty firmly against intervention. In 2023, he tweeted out, quote, 20 years ago, we invaded Iraq. The war killed many innocent Iraqis and Americans. It destroyed the oldest Christian populations in the world. It cost over $1 trillion and turned Iraq into a satellite of Iran. It was an unforced disaster, and I pray that we learn its lessons. Again, anti-intervention. The Wall Street Journal reported in January that the White House weighed Iran's nuclear talks as Trump leaned towards strikes. And then below that, the byline says, Vance is leading effort by some aides to persuade Trump to engage in negotiations with Tehran. Time and time again, U.S. President J.D. Vance and other senior administration aides were urging Trump to try diplomacy, to negotiate, not to strike, because J.D. Vance is quite anti-intervention, as is this new growing wing of MAGA. Check out Marjorie Taylor Greene, former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who honestly kind of cooked Donald Trump this morning. We're going to read this and break the rest down, so make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. It genuinely means the world, and it helps us grow and punch back against this MAGA disinformation. But Marjorie Taylor Greene said, great, Mr. President, good job. You're a billionaire, and the American people, not the Iranian people who voted for you, are not billionaires. As a matter of fact, many of them are flat out broke, in all-time high credit card debt, can't afford health insurance or car insurance for that matter, and most young people can't afford to buy a house or even their rent payment. Very true. Your generation, the baby boomers, your families were able to thrive on single incomes, and now that's practically impossible for the vast majority of American families, let alone imagine being a single mother. Most of your baby boomer friends and supporters, I'm sure, are cheering you the most. But us younger generations, Gen X, millennials, especially Gen Z, hate this fucking bullshit. Very true. Because we all know that in 10 years, when the baby boomers that have been in charge of all of America's disastrous decisions are retired or passed away, us younger generations will be left with no Social Security checks because it will have gone bankrupt, over $50 trillion in debt, and a dollar that won't be worth shit. We, as in you and me, campaigned on America First. This is not it. Actually, very well said for Marjorie Taylor Greene. And as Amari points out here, somehow J.D. Vance, a fierce Trumpian critic of the neoconservatives, ended up in government at the highest levels, only to help implement the foreign policy preferences of John Bolton or Elliot Abrams. It's very, very true. Again, J.D. Vance, his rise to power was precedented on this idea that he was post-Dick Cheney Republican Party. And he still kind of tries to embody that, but he's standing next to a president here who is quite literally just Dick Cheney. Now, let me show you the photo that is going incredibly viral of J.D. Vance. This really proves the entire theory. So the White House posted, Vice President J.D. Vance and cabinet secretaries in the Situation Room, February 28th, 2026. This is as the strikes were going down. This was J.D. Vance in the Situation Room. We see Tulsi Gabbard. I see Scott Bessent. Now, what's important to point out here is this is like the B table. This is like the kids' room. This is where they put all of the anti-war people who might object to anything they do, who might not be okay with the most extreme version of interventionism. I mean, it's important to point out, Tulsi Gabbard in about 2020 was running ads against Trump and saying that he wanted to strike Iran, saying that he wanted to get us into another war. She is quite literally probably the most anti-war one here, to be honest. Tulsi Gabbard is just so blindly anti-war that she doesn't even want to help Ukraine, doesn't want to help Taiwan, doesn't want to help allies who are getting invaded, which at that point is just pro-war. So she's very misguided. She's honestly not very smart on foreign policy, and J.D. Vance isn't either. So they created a kids' room. Someone said, lol, is that the kids' table? And someone else quote tweeted and said, the crew who didn't get invited to Palm Beach. They quite literally created a B-room. Washington, J.D. Vance enjoys a Mountain Dew alongside Tulsi Gabbard as the pair preside over the war in Iran, while Donald Trump at his beach club in Florida announces Americans may die from it. Let me show you this clip of J.D. Vance on Meet the Press about 7 or 8 months back. It's important to point out, this was right before they struck Iran for the first time. Then they came back to us and lied to our face and said that they had incapacitated. They had forever stopped Iran's nuclear capabilities. Watch.
Our view has been very clear that we don't want a regime change. We do not want to protract this or build this out any more than it's already been built out. We want to end their nuclear program, and then we want to talk to the Iranians about a long-term settlement here.
Okay, none of that ended up happening. We did try to enact regime change. That's what we're doing. We struck them 6 months ago, ended up striking again. It's just so disgusting how blatantly and brazenly they will lie about this. Here's J.D. Vance speaking to Tim Dillon a few months back. This clip is going viral because it's very illuminating. This is exactly why he was put at the kids' table. This is quite literally exactly why he was sitting next to Tulsi Gabbard at the kids' table, because in clips like this, Trump knows that he's not fully behind this. And by the way, I'm not even saying J.D. Vance is wrong about any of this. I mean, yeah, we shouldn't intervene in Middle Eastern countries and enact regime change. I actually agree with that. I just think it's kind of ironic how he's been completely silent, how Trump has been eyeing Marco Rubio more lately, and how J.D. Vance has said completely the opposite of what Trump actually did. Like,
you have a looming, potentially larger war in the Middle East with Iran. You're the vice president. How does the Trump administration handle what could be a massive, you know, Mideast war?
Right.
You know, after everything, obviously, we just talked about like, getting America back on track and figuring out how to allocate resources to people in this country. Yep. How do we handle that?
Well, I mean, a couple of principles, right? So obviously, you know, Israel has the right to defend itself, but America's interest is sometimes going to be distinct. Like, sometimes we're going to have overlapping interests, and sometimes we're going to have distinct interests. And our interest, I think, very much is in not going to war with Iran, right?
Right.
It would be a huge distraction of resources. It would be massively expensive to our country. And it's interesting to me when the October 7th thing happened, and like, you know, we have a couple of dear friends who live in Israel, actually.
By the way, J.D. Vance was right with what he just said. Yes, it would be a huge distraction. Resources would be reallocated to other places. You know who points this out quite well is Democratic Representative Ro Khanna. He went on Fox News and they tried to press him over his war powers resolution. And he lays down what America First is so cleanly, so perfectly. I urge you to watch till the end of this clip, because when he tries to explain his vision for America First, it's so much more captivating than whatever J.D. Vance means by America First. And that's truly how you win. You don't win by debunking what America First is and saying, no, we're not America First. No, you win by presenting your own vision of what America First is in a more captivating vision.
And I want to get your take on policy, sir, because Vice President J.D. Vance is quieting concerns of potential war in the Middle East, saying that there's no chance a military strike would result in a years-long war. The U.S. and Iran are set to resume those nuclear talks next week in Vienna. After wrapping up a third round in Geneva yesterday, Democrats now are planning to force a House vote next week on a war powers resolution related to Iran. This bipartisan measure would require congressional approval before further U.S. military action in Iran. Congressman, I know you're the co-sponsor of this measure. What do you want to see here? Do you worry that publicly clipping the wings of a sitting president is giving information and an edge to our adversaries while doing so?
I appreciate actually what Vice President Vance said. I didn't realize he had said that. I had a good relationship with him before he became vice president. I always thought of him as someone who was against intervening and getting in another Middle East war. I hope maybe he'll endorse Thomas Massie and my war powers resolution, because all Thomas Massie and my war powers resolution says is before you put troops on the ground in Iran, before you spend billions of our dollars in another war in the Middle East, how about you come to Congress and ask Congress first? And you know what America first means to me? It means spending money on manufacturing jobs here, on child care here, on health care here, not getting into another war with our troops thousands of miles away in the Middle East.
Yes, I love it. More jobs here, making sure that we have health care here. I want to end this off by showing you perhaps the slimiest of slime balls, Asmongold, the famous streamer who plays video games on Twitch. Delves into the world of politics a lot lately. And I want to show you what he said during the 2024 election about bombing Iran. He said, hell no, I don't want to intervene. We should stop intervening. And then right when Donald Trump does it, I want to show you how he flips. Just wait to see the before and after from 2024 to 2026. Watch.
I think that we play too big of a role in other countries' military shit. Like, we're too interventionary. We get too involved into other people's business. It's a waste of our money. The people there probably fucking hate us. Where's really the upside here, right? Just stay out of it. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not saying like we should be totally isolationist, but I think that the level that like that we try to play nation building, especially in places like this, like, you know, like Libya, for example, back in the day. What the fuck? Or Iraq? No, absolutely not. Yeah, it's too much, man. Way too much. I am so happy this has happened. I am just dramatically, tremendously happy this has happened. I know that, you know, obviously I've talked about it for a long time, about how big of a problem Iran is and everything. I was a big supporter of us bombing them before, and now we're bombing them again, and this is just amazing.
Dude, these people have no actual morals. These people have no actual backbone. J.D. Vance has so many tweets and articles of him condemning this. In 2023, he wrote for the Wall Street Journal, Trump's best foreign policy? Not starting any wars. He has my support in 2024 because I know he won't recklessly send Americans to fight overseas. Well, guess what Donald Trump said in front of the nation like 30 hours ago? That some people might have to die. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. Make sure you drop a like. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.